Hello and welcome to episode 48 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about gluten-free drugs, celiac disease in the elderly, a new celiac symbol for Europe, food sensitivity, the several gluten proteins, and edamame, deviled eggs. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2012, use the term PODCAST11, that's PODCAST in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Gluten-free drugs. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is asking pharmaceutical companies for information about any ingredients derived from wheat, rye, or barley that are used to make U.S. products. The FDA is recommending that pharmaceutical companies use gluten substitutes whenever possible. In addition, they'd like to ensure that people with gluten sensitivities get information on the ingredients whenever drugs are prescribed. Celiac disease in the elderly. Several recent studies suggest that a majority of celiac patients are diagnosed after age 50. Despite a growing body of research on celiac disease, very little is known about the condition in older people. Classic symptoms such as diarrhea, weight loss, and abdominal pain are less common in elderly celiac patients. Even though many do have abdominal symptoms, they are milder, such as bloating, flatulence, and abdominal discomfort, making proper diagnosis difficult. Researchers recommend comprehensive treatment to reduce future complications and emphasize that an approach tailored to the patient's needs is the key to success. New European Celiac Symbol. Celiac UK, Britain's leading celiac disease organization, has finalized an agreement for all European countries to use one gluten-free symbol for food packaging. The goal is to establish a universal quality assurance symbol for gluten-free products. In the UK, many supermarkets have created their own symbols. This has left consumers confused about gluten-free quality and reliability. A standardized European labeling system for gluten-free products may end that confusion. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Food sensitivity. There are a number of people who are not celiacs but do have a food sensitivity to gluten. They make up about 15% of our population, whereas celiacs are only 1%. What is the difference between food sensitivity and food allergy? Well, food sensitivity is when a food activates the innate immune system and initiates an inflammatory response. Such inflammation has been linked to chronic conditions, including digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, ADD, aching joints, skin disorders, and arthritis. Food allergy is a reaction to food that prompts the immune system to generate histamine, which, in large amounts, can lead to hives and rashes, or even anaphylaxis, a deadly swelling of the esophagus. Most gluten-sensitive people don't have villus atrophy and are therefore not celiac. But a negative blood test does not mean you do not have gluten sensitivity or celiac disease. Blood testing can only rule in celiac disease. It cannot rule it out people with advanced or long-term celiac disease will show positive results. When the villi are only partly damaged, only 30% tested show positive results. The several gluten proteins. This story comes to us from the Winter 2012 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Be sure to take a look at our online sample or sign up for your own copy at journalofglutensensitivity.org. More people than one would expect are sensitive to gluten. If your blood test shows specific antibodies, it could mean your body is fighting off an infection caused by gluten. But this antibody only pertains to one kind of reaction due to one of the various possible effects of gluten ingestion. There are several protein families in each of the gluten grains. In wheat, for instance, each family, glutelin, gliadin, and glutenin, contains a number of individual proteins. The antibody test for gliadin ignores possible reactions to the other two protein families. When we get the most common test for non-celiac gluten sensitivity, positive results identify reactions against only one of the several protein families found in gluten and only one of the five possible antibody reactions. Some researchers test for IgA antibodies but do not test for IgG antibodies. Even testing for both classes of antibodies, which most medical studies have not done, leaves many possible immune reactions overlooked. When you consider it, a gluten-free diet might just aid the health of about 80% of the general population. Gluten is one of the most harmful substances in our diet, yet it is the most ubiquitous. Edamame deviled eggs. Edamame is a young soybean still in the pot, boiled in salt water and served whole. The Japanese name, edamame, literally means twig bean. Eda is twig and mame is bean. So it refers to the young soybeans picked from the field with their twigs still attached. Edamame also refers to the dish. The kind of salt used in the water to boil the edamame is actually a significant ingredient. In Japan, araijo, a natural sea salt, is preferred. This coarse salt is wet with brine, thus loaded with ocean and mineral flavors. The United States Department of Agriculture states that edamame beans are a soybean that can be eaten fresh and is best known as a snack with a nutritional punch. Edamame and all preparations of soybeans are rich in carbohydrates, protein, dietary fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, and micronutrients, particularly folic acid, manganese, and vitamin K. Here are the directions for cilantro edamame deviled eggs. Get the full recipe on our website. First, hard boil 5 eggs. Slice them in half and set the egg whites aside. Then, toss 1 cup of cooked and shelled edamame, the hard-boiled egg yolks, 1 cup tofu, a pinch of sea salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, a dash of curry powder, and a quarter cup of finely chopped fresh cilantro into a food processor and pulse until smooth. Transfer the mixture into your hollow egg white halves. Serve chilled with a sprinkle of chili powder. Your guests will love the taste and the colors. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.